Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. Welcome. Here in Canada, it is Thanksgiving this weekend. And I may take a few extra moments of your time because I'd like to help you if you're experiencing a little bit of trouble feeling thankful, feeling gratitude. You know, we all know we're supposed to be grateful. Who wants to be an ungrateful person? And most of us look around our lives and the logical part of our brain says you have a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot going right. But it might be a busy weekend. You might be hosting the family dinner, or you might be being dragged to a family dinner. Or there might not be a family dinner for you. And for different reasons, all of those situations can make it hard to connect with the part of yourself that is thankful. You might have good reasons to be thankful, and yet the timing seems wrong. I remember the year that my son was expected, and I was overdue. And very uncomfortable and very impatient. And I remember thinking it's really hard to be as thankful as I know I should be. And that word should comes up a lot around gratitude and thanksgiving. It's the opposite, of course, of being genuinely open-hearted and full of life, that should. So let's get rid of it. And let's get rid of it this way. Let's start out with the tiniest things in your life that you are certain are okay. And notice, even if there's all sorts of stuff in your life that you're not sure about, there are some things that are just right. As I make this recording, I'm sipping tea that is just right. And I'm sipping it from a favorite mug I bought on a holiday to a favorite place. And that too is just right. You might have something around you that you can see that triggers a happy memory, or that is just really useful, something that simply works. A favorite pen for taking notes. Perhaps just your computer works, and that's kind of something to be thankful for. It's something to notice. Right now, don't worry about being thankful. Just notice all of the tiny things and look around the room and look around your day. Look through time. Look at what has already gone right today. And allow yourself to just notice these moments when things are right and just let them be just a moment. There might be things that are right in your body. Yes, I know there might be things that are not right. But really, find the toe that has no discomfort in it. Reflect on being able to sit or stand or move because these little things mean a great deal. Just to be able to stand on your own two feet. And if you can't stand on your own two feet, you have a way of sitting and listening, or you are stretched out. But always there is some part of your body that is just fine. And as you notice the things in you and around you that are just right, you can reflect on some of the bigger picture things that are fine, that are good. As I speak, it is a beautiful fall day. It's got that really dark blue sky and puffy white clouds and the colors of all the plants, reds and golds and greens all coming together. And it's just really lovely. And so I can just notice when I'm outside, oh, it's really lovely. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. And I think and think about other things in the last year, other times I have been outside and it's just been really nice, really good. I can think of things at work that have been pleasing, things that have gone well. And it doesn't have to be things that have gone well today or yesterday or even this week, but just whatever comes to mind. Yep, that was okay. Yep, that's pretty good too. And then we can look a little more at the things that you are sure you are glad are part of your life. And this could be friends that you are glad you have in your life or family members. It could be the things that you would say, I don't know much, but I know this is for sure. It could be your love for a child or a parent or a sibling or a partner or a friend. And just start moving your attention around your day, around your places, around your life, and noticing all the things that you are for sure are good. And it might be things you love to do. And I know that there's a voice in your head going, but I don't get to do it often enough. I don't do it well enough. Don't worry about that voice. Just go, yep, but for sure, when I do it, it's good. There are places that when you visit, even if it's only in your imagination, that visit is for sure, it's good. And now come all the way into your body, into your being. Become aware, not of what you are, but of what you do. And start noticing that there are things you do and you are for sure glad that you can do them. Might be feeling competent about getting from one place to another, whether that means walking or riding or driving. It might mean knowing that when the chips are down, you could always read, or you could always listen to music, or you could make music. It doesn't have to be a big complicated skill that other people would admire or cheer you on. We're looking more for that thing that when you do it, you feel better. You feel good about yourself. Not necessarily that other people are cheering for you, or even that you're cheering for you. It's a little more like going for a walk on a beautiful autumn day, or playing, however you play, or a thing you can do at work that just works. And as you move your mind around different parts of your activity, the activities you've done lately and the activity you've done in the last year, you start knowing you have skills, you have competence, and that these things have value to you. And so we draw back on this 8.5 minutes together. We notice that there's a lot you are sure is valuable in your life. There is a lot that is working, even if it starts with very tiny things. There's a lot you wouldn't trade for anything in the world. And for those things, you are already grateful. For those things, you are already thankful. For those things, you already give a smile to the universe, to other people, to whatever you believe is part of that bigger self that has these things. Take a moment on this weekend, that is Thanksgiving weekend here in Toronto, and allow yourself to just be glad. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.